Now to Ohio, where the economic signs are not good. In fact, they're going from bad to worse. The state recently lost thousands of jobs when the international shipping company DHL closed its operations there. Now a company that's been in Dayton for 125 years says it's packing up and moving south. From member station WYSO, Emily McCord reports.
When you're swiping your bank card in an ATM, you're probably not thinking about who made the machine. But for many people in Dayton, Ohio, that business has been a way of life. Now, National Cash Register Corporation, or NCR, has announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Duluth, Georgia. For Dayton, it means the loss of more than 1,000 jobs, many of them high-paying, white-collar positions. Richard Stock is an urban economist at the University of Dayton. He says the number of jobs lost in the Dayton area alone has been staggering.
We lost, since April of last year, 13,700 jobs, and another 1,300 simply doesn't help the situation.
A last-minute offer of $31 million in aid by Ohio Governor Ted Strickland couldn't compete with Georgia's offer of more than $60 million in breaks. Governor Strickland complains that NCR didn't respond to repeated attempts to discuss ways to keep it in Ohio. Local officials are now dealing with the aftermath. Montgomery County Commissioner Dan Foley says the news feels personal because NCR was key to the city's identity.
Dayton's always been known as an NCR town, and we're not going to be anymore. And I think that's a bit scary and a bit hurtful as well.
NCR was founded in 1884. It makes ATMs and airline check-in systems in addition to cash registers. The corporation was Dayton's only Fortune 500 company. For NPR News, I'm Emily McCord.